Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, UBB. Hey. Can I call you UBB?
Uncle Baby Billy.
Yeah, what if I take one squirt of your elixir? What happens to COVID?
It magically disappears.
The point of the story is old people. That's
old
the point
people.
Of the story.
How? Well, your mom's not,
not that old.
No, but the thing is she lives in a 60-plus community.
Oh,
so
60
Mike.
Plus?
Yeah.
Stop. No. I need to deal with him again.
Oh, well, he's
in one of those moods today.
Today.
Oh. Rob Ford teaches Rob Spiewak, you know, tips and tricks of the trade.
As far as what?
Editing.
Editing.
Yes. Yeah, but he did. But you know what? I've still got a better ear than him. Still know music better than him. Still do things better than him.
Okay. I'm trying to help.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, you lucky people, you. You are in the second decade of The Mike O'Mara Show, and welcome, welcome, welcome on a beautiful sunny day in Southwest Florida. Also, Nina, Wisconsin.
Nina!
How about Al Hirschfeld, the caricaturist, always hid the name Nina, which was his daughter, N-I-N-A, in all of his caricatures for Broadway and Hollywood stars.
So that's the part, you know, exercise that part of your brain. I'm not quite sure where that came from, but that's deep inside.
Well, you yelled Nina, and it made me think of it. There's a great documentary called The Lion King, L-I-N-E, about Al Hirschfeld, the caricature artist. It's very fascinating. Worth a look.
Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, Cathlamet, Washington, Steubenville, Ohio. I know Steubenville is famous for somebody.
Dean
I'm
Martin.
Not sure. You are a font of information today.
This is what I do.
Espoo, Finland.
I know nothing of Espoo.
In the Overbrook section of Bowie, Maryland, the Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. So this is what we got today. This is the new you.
Well, Mike, we're going to be 70.
I'm curious. I'm
we're
curious.
72 degrees in Washington, D.C. today, so no sweater for you today. I'm sorry. But I did go with
We're 84 degrees in West South Florida today.
I went with
88. I'm sorry. It's going to be 88.
A simple button-down, no plaid per your request.
Well,
lighter
I can't
color.
See. I see it on camera, so it's tough for me to. I'm not there, so I'll.
But I have. I'm going. I didn't have any time to do any shopping yesterday. But I thought that. I think that with the summertime coming up. What would be good are solid button-down shirts. Because I have a light blue one that I like very, very much that Carrie bought me because she thought you looked good in it on
really?
One of the cocktail shows. Just a simple light blue Oxford. And yeah, all you know, you can go different colors on those. And so, yeah, absolutely.
What about some dark,
how about
some
you
dark jeans?
Speak
no, no, because he's
to.
Right there. I can't see you that clearly.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, as much as
just show Mike.
No,
stand up.
No,
why?
Because.
Well, now we established yesterday.
Yeah.
Being that this is a TV presentation, I have to say, you know, as far it's kind of a business attire, cash type of thing, and you're I see wearing a. I think it's a button.
It's a button down shirt.
Are those button down collars?
Yeah, it's okay. A button down collar. Yeah.
All right. And you know, and even a T-shirt with a sweater. I'm just. I was wondering.
Are you a layer guy?
I was kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, you would look
I was
nice
looking
with
forward
layers.
To it.
Well, Mike, there's good stuff.
What happened, Rob? You really punted it. I have to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I just,
there's good just stuff to come.
It's another schlubby, wrinkly shirt.
It's a laundered shirt. This shirt was on a hanger from the dry cleaner today. Not a wrinkle on
with
this
the
shirt.
The sleeves like haphazardly rolled up, and you know, and I've got my sleeves haphazardly rolled up a little bit, you know. But I'm wearing a cover. I'll defer to who's here today. Do we have Pony here today?
Pony's here.
Yes,
I'm right here.
Pony, how about you? How about you and your analysis?
What do you say
of the Rob makeover?
I think he's
the first
ramping
show
up.
After the rub. What's that?
He's gathering speed. He's ramping up to dressing nicer. I think this is phase one. Tomorrow we'll see even more, and by the end of the week we'll have like total formal Rob.
I've already selected another shirt for tomorrow. I have another shirt that I have selected for tomorrow.
It's gonna be even better.
It is.
How about you send it a group chat of what you're gonna wear and we can approve. Thumbs down.
How about gifts for our boy?
I don't want that.
You know, we get candy, which makes us all fat. We get how about an occasional, like, you're out
What's
shopping.
What's your size?
I hate this. He
I thought we were getting gifts.
Flipping much.
He doesn't want to say.
I don't want gifts. 3X to 4X, 3.5X. Or 18.5/36 if you're in a finer men's store.
You're an 18.5.
Yeah.
I'm a 19, I think, when I'm wearing a real, like, I get 19 up here, and then I have to get a tailored shirt.
Yeah, sure,
I don't
sure.
have any. Yeah. Otherwise, it's like wearing a tent.
So there's got to be a brand
Omar
for you
the
guys.
Tent maker.
What's that?
There's got to be a brand for you guys.
Look, let me explain the way fat guy clothing works.
Money and King Funeral Home. That's our brand.
Fat guy clothing is much easier for me wearing golf attire and shorts. And even now, long pants that are athletic. Golf pants that are a new kind of material. There, it's
stretchy.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
When you get into other stuff, it is horrible.
Mm.
It is horrible.
Yeah, but in a world,
but it's not horrible if you go, if you skip. Here's what you can't do.
Okay.
You can't do what he's trying to do.
What's he trying to do?
He's trying to bridge a gap between throwing on a sport coat, wearing dress pants and regular dress shoes, and wearing Birkenstocks and cargo pants.
Got it.
You can't. There is no.
Yeah.
At his size.
Yes.
I hate talking about.
No,
about
Mike.
You
I'm
like
right.
You're not
I'm
here.
Right here.
It's you can't. There's nothing for you in between. It's got to be. It's got to be, Chris Christie, without a tie, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
or. Or super jockey, athletic-y, but that's
like lots of jerseys.
That's super expensive if you do jerseys. I don't want a jersey in here. Oh, by the way, I heard the worst sports talk show I've ever heard. I usually say nice things about Southwest Florida Radio. And my buddy Mark works on the same station.
Yeah, sure.
The guy that's been on it. He hasn't listened. And I think he hates it when you talk about other radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw him at baseball last night because we were volunteering for the concession stand. That's another story. And but it's between that. And so it's got to be, I think the step for you has to be you've got to go up two notches, as opposed to you're trying to do what you usually do, and it just doesn't.
He has some like, all shtick aside, he's giving you some solid advice. Don't you wonder what it would be like if because you are very talented,
and he's very conscious
and he's
of
so,
style,
he's so
believe it or not,
as well, right? So people
he's
love
the best
him.
Would he not be the best?
What if people loved him?
Most of our live shows, would he not be the best?
Absolutely.
Person?
What if people loved you and respected you?
That's not. Kind. That is not kind.
But does that surprise you that that's where he went with that?
No, I didn't, because I didn't. I thought he was going down a different
that,
road.
No, he constructed that like
I
the
know,
Narrows
he
Bridge.
Did. I'm going to give
he
you
knew
that.
Exactly what he was doing.
Do you?
When he uses the word affable, you might as well pour gasoline on me.
I understand. I understand. I think that so the makeover is that a white shirt or is that like a gray shirt?
It's got a very fine pattern.
Oh, see, no, yeah, I have displeased you. No, I have been a fat guy dressing, for formal. It's you got to go. The thing I'm trying to tell Oscar, and you know this to be true.
Okay,
the options are a show.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you not agree?
Yeah, there's nothing.
That's why you get a button down shirt. There's with a pattern on it. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. What are you wearing? A pink button-down shirt? Is that what you're wearing?
It's got a pattern, too, though. It's a pink
pattern.
And white
it's
check.
It's got a pattern. See, I can't see the pattern with what it is.
Yeah,
but
it's a pattern.
It's a kind of a formal shirt.
But put that vest on because those nipples are about to take my eyes out.
But the pink, oh, it's a polo.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean,
it's a designer shirt.
That, you know, I can't do all the lifting here.
Mike, where the current time is 1985. It's a designer shirt.
Pony, I saw you in the picture. You looked kind of put together. What can you do? No, I'm the guy. I got to do the lifting here.
Yeah, a fat man,
You have to throw away the patterns and checks and tan and go straight for the simple classics.
This is what I said. Yes.
And if you have
white, black.
And if there are patterns, make them, I would say, larger.
By the way, this is all, if you're just tuning in today, you didn't hear yesterday's show, this is all leading up to kind of we're going to investigate and pursue a better video presentation.
Yeah, but it starts with
the
us.
Views are going up.
What can we do right now, right? We can work on our own attire.
Easier for me down here because I think that I am in a casual atmosphere that requires people to dress nicely.
But Mike, you're kind of disregarding what I said at the front of this, is that
what?
My favorite shirt right now is a simple, solid, light blue Oxford button-down.
Yes.
And what I'm going to do is find buddies for that shirt, similar cut, different colors, but solids. And you know what? Keep them laundered, keep them pressed, keep them looking nice. And that's going to be the look.
Laundered.
Let's find you a new favorite shirt. Let's work on that.
What, you know the shirt he's speaking
of? I think he should just, let's go across the street after the show to Today's Man.
No.
And let me dress you.
No. I spent enough goddamn time with you. I'm not going to Today's Man.
Today's Man is an F
Joseph
the Fat
A.
Man
Bank.
Store.
I'm sorry. It's Joseph A.
Joseph
Bank.
A. Bank is an
That's
F the Fat
store.
Man store.
He loves that store.
No, Banks
you
doesn't.
Do?
No, Banks is not a good fat guy store. You can do fat guy stuff online.
We're an afterthought. They go with the numbers. The numbers for men's clothing are that, you know, they favor the slight men.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then when you go to like the specialty store, which is now turned into the Home Depot, which is what Destination XL, right?
Right.
Haven't they taken over? Well, no, there's a great one in Washington, D.C.
What is
I
it?
Think. I forgot the name of it, but
Fat
it's,
Man
it's
no,
Big and Tall. Put Big and Tall,
Big
D.C.
And tall. Big and Tall.
That was,
D.C.
you know what, in the old days.
And it's a great one because it has.
Mike, it's a great one.
Well, it's got an area for. Men of D.C. who are really sartorially splendid.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But in days of old, Big and Tall, there was a classic Big and Tall store. I think we're probably thinking of the same guy, but I can't think of the name
Rochester.
Of it. That's it. That's exactly it. Rochester Big and Tall.
Welcome to your new home.
There's a place called kingsize.com.
No, that'll be... Is there put Rochester Big and Tall? It should be right in the middle of downtown.
Yeah, they're just giving me all the staples, Men's Warehouse, all that other stuff. Let me look right now. Rochester downtown. Rochester, D.C. Okay.
Rochester, New York.
Rochester. Big and Tall, D.C.
Big and Tall.
Should be still around, I hope.
I would
or
think
maybe
so.
They
came,
were absorbed
came right
by.
Up, came right up. Came right up. All right. Okay, so our location is.
Right around the corner from you.
I'm looking. Jefferson Road. Nope. This is. Yeah, they were sucked up by DXL.
Oh, God. See?
See?
Mm-hmm. Fat. Because why have something because somebody's fat? Why have something exclusive and nice? No, Rochester was. And now it's DXL.
Yeah, because
it's
permanently
garbage.
Closed years ago, it looks like.
Mm. No.
It was
no.
on Connecticut Avenue.
Yeah. I definitely was there 2 years ago.
It literally says permanently closed on its site. Permanently closed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know because it's hard. We have a Dillard's
have you guys heard of kingsize.com? It looks like it's got a great selection.
Yeah, that seems to be, I don't know kingsize.com.
I will do some internet research and I will see because I think that probably, Joseph, you know what, Mike, if you're talking about the.
You're invited to dress Rob,
Bank.
People online.
Yeah,
dress Rob.
Joseph A.
Because
Bank,
look, this
hey,
Rob,
well.
You know this. We are not. Well,
fat
no, we're not the only fat guys.
I know.
We have fat guys in our audience and stuff like
but
that.
But we also have hateful
this is
people. We also have hateful people in our audience.
But we were. But this was born out of the photo.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I thought you looked good in, except for the jeans.
Thank you.
You know, and the jeans, you know, I'm a fat guy
they
too.
They have a specialty category at Joseph A. Bank, Big and Tall.
Oh, goodness gracious. Our
well, that might be worth
solved.
It. If you're looking for standard stuff, that might be
why don't we just walk across?
No. I'll take care of this. It's, I don't want him involved.
He's a generous person.
I was going to buy you stuff.
I don't want you to buy me stuff.
But
I don't
he's
want
a generous.
I know. Because then.
Hey, use him like a toilet.
I can do that without
him. Remember the argument we had when he was talking about. Wait a minute. Where's the.
What? Oh, no. What?
Hold on.
Don't put my business out there.
Your business?
I'm not going to do it in any great detail. I'm just going to.
Well, no details.
Do you remember when he was ringing this bell with me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take advantage. He's a generous person. He'd love you to look. He would love
I'm
you to look good.
I'm not going
to
beg him.
I believe that. No, just take. I would. If people were busting my balls about it. And by the way, we're not saying you're sloppy.
I'm giving you a solution.
All right.
You know?
We'll go?
I'd love to.
We'll go. We'll
oh,
go.
Finally. Jesus
we'll
Christ.
Go. We'll go.
You got over yourself.
But you know what it is, Mike? It's an exploratory mission.
You wear it tomorrow, though.
I'm with you.
You
I'm
wear
with
it
you.
Tomorrow.
You control this completely.
Because I'm not
going to. You control this.
I'm not
going
to dress him as a clown.
Do I amuse you?
Well, you do
no,
on
but
the
I
show.
Think there are some options and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's.
Pastels.
That's the way it should be. Pastel.
I look wonderful in a pastel.
It's spring.
I look wonderful in a pastel.
Yeah. I think that it can work.
Okay. Question, Mike. And as a.
Yes.
And Oscar, you don't need to get involved.
This is, by the way,
just
this
on
is
the show.
All. This is not
involved.
Just for the show.
No.
This is, I think.
I think
that
it's
this
for
is,
his life.
I think it is too.
Yeah.
Mike,
I think it is too. I think he'll love it.
What's
you like dressing up?
What's your take on scarves?
That's
fantastic.
Great. I think they're great.
No. If you went gay caballero,
that's
what?
Great. Yeah.
With the passing of Peter Bogdanovich,
and by the way, if I'm
someone
being,
needs to take it up.
If I'm being insensitive,
no, you
bite
mean,
me.
You mean,
I'm doing a shtick here.
I think
I'm talking
you,
about like pocket.
Everybody
sweat.
Knows, yeah. Like just over the top style would look good on you. It's part of your personality.
I think Rob Spiewak could pull
yes.
it off. He could pull it off better than I could pull it off.
And you're 50 now. For the last, like, let's say, if we're lucky, 15 years of your life, don't you want to, like, dress snappy?
So you're saying that I'll dress snappy and die at 65? Yeah, that's a plan.
How about this? Imagine for a second, you know this would appeal to you. You walk in the door of Podville Media mm-hmm. in downtown D.C., where there are people in business suits, ties,
yeah.
walking all over the place. And you walk by, and you walk in every single day, and you kind of glance out, and there's Rofo looking at you wistfully, longingly.
Oh, he doesn't care. Rofo superseded his career, Rob's career, years ago.
What does that mean?
I remember talking to Rob one day. I said, look at that guy in the corner that like has just grinded and grinded and grinded. He's passed you professionally at
that
age.
That is not true. He couldn't come in and do what he does on this show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Rob's chosen job is
yes.
not to schlub around edit suites at Podville. It's to come in and be the
I
funny
actually,
man.
I take offense to schlub around.
Well, but I'm telling you that I think as far as Eclipse.
Yes.
I think
by the way, I need to restate. I'm right here. You don't need to talk about me in the third
person. Well,
what person.
Is your answer to that? I'm
my
not
answer
defend
to this
that.
Is that no. My answer to that is this: this is what I love doing. This
yes.
is what I'm best at. This show is my passion. This
that's
is why
a weak-hearted fight. Fight the good fight.
Fight.
You're Rob effing Spiewak.
And not only that, as far as grinding and stuff, I'm every bit the editor that Rob Ford ever will be. And you know what?
Oh, I can't.
I've
wait.
Got that and this.
Put
so
that to
you
a,
know what?
A test.
When he eclipses me, I'll let you know. Okay.
I think he already
well,
has.
Well, now I don't
skill
know
set.
Anything
skill
about
set
this.
Why? Skill set
I don't,
wise.
I don't understand.
Rob teaches Rob Spiewak. Rob Ford teaches Rob Spiewak, you know, tips and tricks of the trade.
As far as what?
Editing.
Editing.
Yes. Yeah, but yes. he did. But you know what? I've still got a better ear than him. Still know music better than him. Still do things better than him.
you know what? Okay. I'm trying to help, Bobby. It's just. You do a radio program.
Exactly.
You've been flapping
yeah.
your gums for 100 years.
Yeah.
Doing at the highest
well,
level.
Well, yeah, but that's an understood. He can't do this.
This is what I really want to highlight. One, it's a collaborative effort. So we're not going to pin the Robs against each other. That's not what we do here, right?
Just a quick fist fight. That's
I'm
all.
Simply saying, I'm basing everything I've been discussing the last 2 days on that picture.
Yeah, I get it. But Mike, this is the deal. You're the only one that cares about that picture. No one else is obsessing about the dress of Rob here at the place that's surrounded by these people.
Well, I mean, I'm not obsessing about it. I'm talking about the video presentation of my show.
Correct.
No, I'm using the picture.
It has nothing to do with Rob Ford.
I'm using the picture to just illustrate
yes,
that.
Yes, but it has nothing to do with Rob
Why?
Ford.
Has he got pictures? Ford got pictures of him?
I don't know.
Like
I don't know.
No. You ever hear this?
He's
afraid
a lot
of him. I hear fear.
Well,
more afraid of him than he is of me.
It's
that's
Ford
for sure.
Is a big guy. Might be a late night. Door locks.
He's temperamental.
Rob
know
Ford.
That.
Rob
I know that
Ford,
from my day working
Rob
with
Ford
him.
And I, like, this is
Does
how
Rob good, Ford have, like, a Matt Lauer switch on his door?
This is how good a guy Rob Ford is.
Come in. That's better than me. I know. Tell me.
Yesterday, we're setting up for a new ESPN show that's launching here.
All right. I and anyway,
and
so getting back
it's,
to
it's roughly 11:30 p.m. I'm
he
here.
Works
he's
hard.
Here.
He works hard.
And I was like, hey, man, do you
and
mind
you go to good guys together
helping me
and
pick up this piece, this heavy piece of furniture, set dressing? He comes out. We work for another hour together.
That's right. Because he doesn't want to go home and have his wife hit him.
So what he's saying is that Rob has a solid work ethic.
Yes he does.
Mm-hmm. And what do I respect most in a person?
You like eyes. Well, first, on the Oscar Santana priority list, money. Followed by work ethic.
It's paramount is work ethic. Paramount.
Work ethic. Okay. Paramount.
But you
is,
love a winner.
Well, usually if you work hard, great things happen for you.
Eh.
That's the equation.
I still don't understand why he likes Jimmy Fallon. I don't get it.
I love this show. It's like so many different roads that we're going down that we are with that.
We have settled that he's going to let me go and dress him at
that's
least
right.
afterwards.
Yeah, but you can't.
After the show.
But I'm not going full ding dong. You don't get to see anything.
I don't want to see anything.
I was using the expression that the thought process that with a style edit, mm-hmm. you know. And unfortunately, the style edit for The Big Man is a layered edit. That's my opinion. If you really want to, you know, even down here, you know, you're not allowed to untuck a shirt when you go out on the golf course. All right.
When you say down here, you mean Florida. You're not pointing.
Florida.
You're not pointing at your crotch.
Florida.
Okay.
You know, Florida. You basically have to keep that in mind. As far as the, you know, if I was in a business casual circumstance, I don't think I would ever have the shirt untucked look because it looks like I'm wearing a tent.
Yeah.
It's just too big.
Yeah.
Now, you can wear a big sweater over a shirt, but that's a cleaner look of
it
lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so my thought, this is what I pictured today, that you would come in with a sweater like you wore in that picture. And the reason I care about the picture is it's what made me think about the look of our show.
Mike, I
Oscar,
thought about the sweater, but it was hot today. It's literally gonna be like a spring like day. It's not a sweater day. So I did fathom that.
Well, what are you gonna do in the summer when it's hot outside? What are you gonna wear then?
Tank top. Has there ever been a better mic spit take?
But an LBD.
Yes.
Tank top.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
That goes all the way down to the belt line.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oy,
Mike,
oy,
they got to breathe,
oh,
baby.
My God.
They got to breathe.
Now, are you hot? You took your vest off. Are you hot?
No, I thought you guys wanted me to take off the vest.
Help me out here. I'm just trying to
I have already
make
committed
it all better.
Financially
and including
to
myself.
Help this man.
I'm coming in mindful. There will be shopping in my future, too.
Okay.
That it's just not going to be Schlubberama.
I have
anymore.
Committed financially already. I think I've done my part.
And you know he's a generous guy.
He is. Absolutely. Are you kidding?
So I think that this is, you know. But once again, I just have to say one last thing on this.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I expected more today. I really was surprised. I was frankly surprised. I was really kind of looking forward to it. You know?
I'm sorry I let you down. My closet, my closet, it's not Macy's, you know. There's not a lot in there.
I know it's not Macy's.
You just made a big deal about all this dry clean that just came back.
Right. And I can only wear but one shirt. I didn't wear a sport jacket today. A tie I thought was over the top. If I wore a tie, you'd probably think I was making fun of it.
Ties for fat guys are not optimal.
Yeah.
That's that's our fault.
And I looked at the throwaway.
For letting ourselves completely go.
And I looked at the sweater. I said, you know what? I don't want to wear a sweater if it's going to be 71 degrees outside.
You do what makes you happy. That's what I've always said.
Well, no.
Is that what we've come back to now? What happened to you? You're my enforcer, for Christ's sake. You do what makes you happy, and then we're back to Birkenstocks and cargo pants.
If I did what made me happy,
fight with Rob,
he wouldn't be here.
Has been really his shoes. The fact that his toes are covered is a big win for me. It's been a decade of this.
I'm saying, with the whole discussion that you and I will have in the near future, and I hope it is the near future.
Yeah, but Mike,
as far as elevating, by the way, you're the same guy that most of your team looks pretty darn put together out there.
I agree with you, but why after a decade do we think we can polish this up?
Because I realized at that moment that I wanted a little of that.
I want to be professional?
No. I think we're professional the way we run our operation. Yeah. I'm talking about it. I wanted a professional look.
Okay.
A slightly more professional look. And I got that from that photo
You in that endeavor. But he needs the buy-in.
I'm in. I'm going shopping with you today.
All right. So to buy-in. And I'm not talking about crazy.
No.
I'm talking about different.
Yeah.
I'm talking about different.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm talking about that. That's the marriage of comfort and style.
Write that down.
That's what it
is. I will send you pictures of the outfits we pick out.
The outfits?
I'm talking about pants and shirts.
Would make me happy. I would be, it would be interesting for me because I don't have much going on. But anyway, I know you're on board with me, Oscar, on this. And I believe Rob has agreed to roll
it's
out
a
there.
Chance
to makes me happy that you two will be taking the time because ultimately I want this for the show.
All kidding aside, all shtick aside, when Oscar and I step outside and do stuff socially, we have a blast.
If we can burn
and
these
when
mom
the three of us get together,
back,
which has been a million years, we have a blast.
That's true, but you'd have to come here, you see.
Yes.
Well, you know what? That's not lost on me either. You know what I mean? It's not lost on me.
It's
that
been 3 years.
We have had COVID. We have had that
for
situation.
1 year.
In March.
2 years COVID.
There's
you
a week.
Went,
1 year.
You
don't
went to a
three.
National park, no problem.
June of last year, I thought it was over. I thought it was sunnier days. I thought we were going to all get together in the fall.
Mike,
I thought that was going to happen.
There's a weekend in March that Oscar and I are going up to the battlefields of Gettysburg. Mm-hmm. We'd love for you to join
us.
Carla had a spaghetti sandwich up there.
Of course she did.
Okay. What do you mean, of course she did? That's horrible.
No, I mean, what do you say to that?
last night, it was weird. I posted online. I don't know if you got a chance to see it.
It was
about being at a... You know, there was one guy, I don't know what his name was. I blocked him right away because it was... I wrote a post about volunteering last night at the Little League park where my kid plays his games. He didn't have a game last night, but the family went over and worked the concession stand because it's all volunteer. And
I've
it's
done
got
that
all sorts of good stuff.
For theater and also for basketball, isn't it the greatest gig?
It's you've got so many different Little League games going on. I think there are five, maybe six fields at this place. And it's got a little concession stand. And I was slinging the burgers. And we get a chance to meet my... son's coach and his wife. I've seen them, but I never got a chance to really talk with them. And so it was great. And you got kids running around and parents. Really, really Americana.
Yeah.
And they came by like towards the end of the evening. This falls into the category of the coaches that were consoling my son when you enlightened me. Because so we've sold more burgers than we ever have.
Sure, before. Of course.
Carla was there. You know, I think the... And so she's hanging out, and Carla looked good. Yeah. She didn't try to look good. She just kind of
looks good.
And she looks good. And
just
I'm slinging
like a Carl's Jr. ad. That's all.
Yeah.
And I'm slinging the burgers, and it was just.
Was she doing the thing where she squirts ketchup from across the way, like over?
No,
here.
No. She's working a little Apple register.
Thing, yeah.
Okay.
You know? And
but every dad's like, when you look, if I walk by. And I got my kid there, and I'm not hungry. And I'm like, well, now I got to go buy something.
Yeah.
Now I got to go buy something.
Yeah.
It was just American.
I'll have a blow pop.
Yeah. Son, do you want a burger? Dad, we just ate. You're getting a burger.
You're getting a burger.
It was fun.
Want the burger that man cooked. You're going to eat it.
It's so funny. I have a neighbor that is another... older parent, older mom, and she kind of looked at me As I'm flipping burgers, we haven't seen each other in years. She's like, "What are you doing?" Like,
the podcast said, didn't work out.
I'm being an older dad. That's what I'm doing. And then Millsy was there. My radio buddy, Mark Miller, was there. He didn't come by. They didn't even stop by. I walked over to them. I'm watching their kids' game for a while, chatted with them, and then they split. You know, Mark, you could have come by and at least like ordered a bag of chips or something like that.
That's really, you know what? Is that classic him, or is that just him being non-supportive?
I don't know him well enough, to be honest with you. All I know is I had listened to his station. I wasn't sure it was his station,
right,
where he's on in the morning, and I'd listen to the afternoon guys. And I have said this. I will not give the name of the show. I'm not a radio war person, but I will tell you it was, oh God, how do I describe it? It was sports guys, sports talk, thinking that they were funnier than they were, and just at a volume level where it was basic screaming.
Yeah.
And it was so bad. And it was so bad. And they had one thing where they were doing a bit on a skier in the Olympics that had frostbite on his penis.
Yeah, sure. It's a big story.
It was a big story yesterday.
3 days ago, too.
And I think they might have set a record for junk, for calling it junk, which is the DJ, hey, man, and his junk. Yeah, it's junk. And it was so... It lacked total creativity. They were screaming.
In 8 seconds, Mike, you encapsulate. Is one guy this guy? And one guy's this guy?
No, because they had no Billy Big Voice guy.
Okay.
But I think there were three of them. And I think one of them.
That's so sad that after listening to them, you say you think there was three of them. That's a bad presentation.
And I was so worked up that I turned it off. And I never turned crap off.
Wow.
I usually like to give a space. I was not looking for it, but. I just wanted to chat with Mark about it. Mm. And Mark claims, I don't think this is true, that he has never, ever listened to that. Now, if he was on right now, he'd say, that's absolutely right, because he's a sports guy.
What radio market is Fort Myers? I can't even find that information.
Oh, God. It's tiny. I mean, it's not as tiny as it used to be. I guarantee you that. Mm. It's gotten bigger. But it was just so damn annoying to hear that. And
are they in the same building?
There's good radio down here. Mark,
but he's like a syndicated show.
And David Miller and Moulton are, but they're good. They've been good forever. They're funny in a cerebral kind of way.
Right. And they don't have to yell.
They don't yell. They give great analysis. Then you've got a couple of guys that are in the afternoon here on the rock station that have been doing it for 1,000 years, and they know how to structure a radio show, and they're listenable. But I listened to this, and it was just so. You know, when people think they're funnier than they are, and it's just annoying. It's a.
Pony, this is where you would start looking as well, and just see what radio market Fort Myers would be. So if we had a staff, they could do that, right? They'd be like, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I used to think that Pony was a staff.
Well, he's actually running the video at the same time.
Staff infection is what it is.
Staff infection? What?
Staff infection. Yeah, I just touched my junk. Anyway, it was really, really annoying. So I was glad I bumped into him, and I went over and chatted, and his daughter's playing softball, and I just loved the baseball and the kids. And by the way, the way they do it down here, found out, you learn something every day. They put the games on a timer. So it's not an inning-based thing. It's a time-based thing. Our game on Thursday night, Michael's first Little League game, will be an hour and a half. And once it taps out an hour and a half, wherever we are in the game, that's it. That's how they do it. Brilliant idea. By the way, not a bad idea for baseball.
Well, they can't even play a game.
Am I completely out of line if I'm saying that?
No.
If they put a timer on a baseball game.
Aren't they already
game?
Doing that with the new rules?
They're shortening timers on elements of the game, but the purity of the game needs a tweaking, in my opinion.
It goes back to the old Carlin bit. I mean, George Carlin was saying this 50 years ago. He says, what does he say?
In baseball, we have a diamond.
That's
right. In football, we have the gridiron.
Football lasts 60 minutes. And baseball has innings. We don't know when it's going to end.
Yeah, that's it. So, who knows? But it was really just, it was one of those rare moments. I mock Florida as much as anybody else mocks Florida. But when you're in 80 degree, 79 degree weather, and it goes down to about 74, and you're under the lights, and it's night, and it's the middle of February.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nice place to be. And I also thought about, you know, the human factor with what's going on around the world and how bummed out that. And I posted on, and a guy on the thread, after I said, I'm blessed to be down here in Florida, blah, 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 with the Little League, I was thinking about, and I my thoughts drifted for just a second, which is completely honest. They did. I was thinking about, this is so cool and peaceful, and nobody's arguing about politics or any of that crap. We're just here hanging out, people from all different walks of life, all different socioeconomic levels, black, white, Hispanic, everybody just hanging out. And I said, and there are people over there that are worrying, you know, have kids going down to eat breakfast in the morning with their kids, wondering whether they're going to be tanks in their backyard. It's a pretty sad situation, I thought. And a guy put down on my thread that pissed me off so much, humble brag. What, humble brag that I was happy where I was and doing? Isn't a humble brag when you're like talking about how scary successful you are? I'm talking about how lucky I am to have what I have. That's
all. It's a misuse of it and an inappropriate.
But it was so dickish.
Yeah, very
dickish.
Wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Got so mad, and it really can do that. That's when you go on social media and you're writing something just because you want some little additional therapy, and then somebody that's just so miserable decides they're going to bring you down. Whoever that guy is, I forgot the name. Congratulations. I'm not above admitting you did.
Oh, no. He bumped you out.
You brought me down. Yeah. You bumped me up. Not minorly. No. But it just was. And I'm not looking for the well said. Well, I get a lot of that. I'm not looking for that. I'm just doing it because I have to get it out off my chest.
Yeah, you want to.
And it was late at night.
Did you say, like, God bless America or something sweet like that?
I said, God bless the people that are dealing with that over in Ukraine.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
I said, God bless them, you know, and
the
what
thing
they
that
might.
I walked away with is that,
how's that
a humble, how's that a humble brag?
It's not. The thing that it stuck with me from your post, Mike, was
the being in Florida and with Little League. Yeah. And he thought somehow that was a humble brag.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
But I'm not talking about something. You said that.
Well, you're not. Okay. In fairness, it's relative to people and how they perceive it. If someone has nothing in their life and they're empty and sad, and that's just the lot that they have found in life.
All right.
And you have your third family, right? Your beautiful wife.
Well, I did a dive on this person. He looked like he had a family.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you're clearly
really,
happy.
Really against vaccination.
You're clearly happy.
The thing I took away from your post, Mike, is that life should be more about kids in Little League than war and guarding your family. And that's
and
it.
This was a fleeting moment. Where I said, this is just so nobody cares about anything about except kids running around. And kids can be a-holes and kids can get in fights. But it was just this fun little.
Yeah.
And coming up to the concession stand and seeing the kids. And there's one kid, he did a threefer.
In what way?
Did a threefer. He looked like he was 7 years old. He did three trips to the concession stand right at the end. We ran out of hot dogs and hamburgers, which is apparently a thing. That we went through these really quickly, and these kids that come up and what they want. I just, you know, kids hungry, kids wanting snacks. Yeah. Is there anything better? I mean, it was beautiful.
And when you're a kid, you think a snack bar hamburger is the best thing in the world.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm never going to be obese.
Right.
That's right.
Because your life is ahead of you. You're not going to end up like me.
I'll never be at Joseph A. Bank with Oscar.
In a special section.
That's right.
Where water cascades off my belly, fully avoiding my junk. We have to take a break. We'll come back with the news, but it's always interesting, this show, isn't it? You never know.
Like the time I took Robert into the clothing store and they looked at me and they said, nothing for you here. I said, no, we're shopping for him.
Today's different. He's going to help you.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's going to be exciting.
It is.
We'll take a break and hi, Rofo. We'll be right back.
Oh, sorry.
To man on the mean street.
I'm sorry. It was
tonight after an all-new Fall Guy. There's a man on the mean streets of West South Florida who won't put up with his lady being hassled.
I don't like my lady being hassled.
I said that. And when it comes to keeping cars on the street, this guy takes matters into his own hands.
The car just could not pull into the driveway. I had to park on the street.
Mike O'Mara is on the case, and he lives life on his own terms.
We all control the street.
It's the O'Mara Files. Watch it along with the Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platform, YouTube, Instagram, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember,
I love cigars. We are, as we speak, I don't think it's going to be a thing, but I have to share it because it's been a thing. I'm parked on the street. Yeah. Because there were three cars here. And I have to, and their garage door is open. So I don't know if it's going to be a thing, but my eyes are open.
It's ongoing.
I have the shades pulled down so I can't see across the street.
It's like a stakeout.
I could right now put one of the shades up in the studio room and go, anyway, on with this. Rob, tell me all about Best Fiends.
Mike,
you've been playing for a long
time. Here's the
thing
about Best Fiends, and I hope we get to talk about my mom, who had some time in the hospital this weekend.
We'll do that after
She's
the news,
okay.
I promise you.
She's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. But right. Best but Fiends...
You just gave the conclusion. Not that I want your mom to be ill. I just... she's okay, then
those are radio
why do we need
tees.
To talk about it?
And then you gave it away.
Just kidding. Radio 101, that's all right. Go ahead, please. Tell me about
I want you to know
Fiends.
That when you
Rob
spend...
Rob Ford wouldn't have done that.
Well, Rob Ford would never be in front of a microphone. So...
God, you're doing such a great
non-issue.
Job.
Today. The thing about Best Fiends is when you spend hours and hours in a hospital, you can play Best Fiends without an internet connection. So no matter That's where you God. Are, you can be playing it. And there is an unending level. It doesn't stop. There's thousands and thousands of levels. Mike, I'm at level 5201. You're going to love it. It's called Chiclets. The level is called Chiclets.
Like is it Chiclets. About teeth?
It's not about teeth. That was my thought, too. You have to defeat 16 apples and 180 strawberries. But Best Fiends...
These are all the characters in Best Fiends. It's the best way to treat your brain.
It is so great. Because
a recharge.
It's ever-changing. It's always something new. It's always there for you, whether you have 5 minutes or 5 hours.
Is it really like a mental spa day?
Are you kidding? It cleanses my brain.
You can enjoy it wherever you go, even the hospital. Best Fiends is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. No, because Best Fiends never disappoints. That's what it is. Best Fiends, a mobile puzzle game that anyone can download and play, whether you have a few minutes or a few hours. You know it's going to make you happy. That's all it is about. Thousands of levels. You can literally play as long as you want. And you never get bored. Trust Rob. He knows. Get on the Best Fiends bandwagon now. Ready to give your brain some TLC. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, I'm sorry.
Stop the music.
Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Yes.
The TMOSaholics are weighing in real time about the fashion. This is great. I just
all right. Well, then let me go ahead.
Yeah, I just sent you a text. I just sent you a text.
Let me see.
And I think this we'll button it up like this, and no pun intended.
Right.
Mm. And Tripp Affleck, friend of the show. I guess a heftier gentleman. Last I checked, right?
Yeah.
If I do recall, he sent the best guide for wardrobe possible. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. And I said,
he really did.
Right? He really
did. The secret to a flexible wardrobe is solid color shirts. I agree with him there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of ties. Mike said ties aren't optimal for fat guys, but I could not disagree more. But you have to make sure your collar is the right size, not tight. And the ties are long enough. You can have 5 shirts and 10 ties, and you've got a 2-week wardrobe.
He's right.
Oh, Tripp. No button-down collars. I've seen pictures of Tripp at work.
You know, he looks good.
Yeah.
You can have 5 shirts and a 2-week wardrobe. No button-down collars. Never machine wash. The collars and cuffs and buttons front will pucker. And use a tie clip. This is the early birthday Amazon cart I put together for Rob yesterday. But better Oscar than me. And then he's got pictures of... of the combination. A lot of Paisley. I'm not a Paisley guy, but that's Tripp. That's not me. But you know what? I look at the shirts. Huh?
Yeah.
The shirts look
invested.
Good, don't they?
Yeah. We're on the same page.
That's wonderful. And the tie. I like the tie pins and
you
stuff.
You know what?
Well,
I know where we're going.
That's a big step.
Done and
right?
done.
That's a
done and
that's
done.
That's a big step, and we will say
thank you, Tripp.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Tripp.
Hold in my in-studio producer said, yes, I'm going to do the news.
From the four corners thank of you. The World Wide Web. And
there he is
digital
over there.
Device. It's what you
back
need
to our
know.
Regularly scheduled program.
Is the homepage.
There you go. I don't know. Maybe you can tell me why I'm fascinated with Aaron Rodgers and his girlfriend, Shailene Woodley. I remember it was a couple of weeks ago where we had a story about them breaking up. I think I put that on the news. But they were all based, these breakup rumors, on anonymous sources.
Could you, careful with as that. A favor, Mike, pronounce her name as if you came from West Virginia?
Shailene! Shailene, Shailene.
So what if she Uncle washes her clothes baby with tree
bark? Yeah, why not?
Uncle Baby Billy. Shailene.
Makes good movies.
Yes, sir. I've got this wonderful, wonderful product that's just going to change your life.
Oh, I would love to have a visit with Uncle Baby Billy this week.
Uncle Baby Billy doesn't play that way. I just fear commitment. Yeah. You know?
Could I punch
sure know
you
how
in
to
the
get
nose?
Him pregnant. What's that?
Could I punch you in the nose with a balled up fist?
You sure can, Macaulay Culkin. You go right ahead. Take your best swing. Take your best swing right now. Yes, please. Sorry about that. They were all based on anonymous sources. A new Instagram post by Aaron is muddying the waters. It's all about gratitude and includes a picture of him snuggling with Shailene. In the caption, he thanks several people, including her. He says, quote, "Thanks for letting me chase after you the first couple of months after we met and finally letting me catch up to you and be a part of your life. Thanks for always having my back, for the incredible kindness you show me and everyone you meet, and for showing me what unconditional love looks like. I love you, and I am grateful for you." That's cryptic. He's not saying we're together. He's not denying anything. That's the way he rolls.
Right.
He's not going to say, you know, rumors of this, because that would mean he's stooping down to respond to people, even though you know he's thinking about it.
That's a Dear John letter.
I thought the same thing might be true, that they really are broken up, right? That we're moving
on. He wanted
on
to say, hey, we're still friends, and I love you. But I'm moving on.
Uncle Baby Aaron.
He was a guest on the Pat McAfee show. Has anyone watched
the Pat McAfee show? Oh, it's a monster show, yes.
All right. He absolutely gushed about her. He said, when your home life is must have missed the monster, though. When the home life is stable and you have an amazing partner.
The Pat McAfee show has been, like, in pop culture, preeminent for the last 5 years.
Mike listens to Pat McAfee.
You know, I don't. Is it a sports show?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a monster show.
No.
Like about Frankenstein's and
Dracula.
No, it's
successful, as I meant monster.
Okay. Oh, that'd be great. Then I can read the quote like this. When your home life is stable on the Pat McAfee Monster Show, you have an amazing partner to do life with. It just makes the work a bonus. That doesn't sound Dear Johnny to me when he said that.
You know
Oscar.
What it sounds like
sure
to me?
Confused.
No. Sounds to me like he's pulling an Alec Baldwin and he's trying to control the narrative.
It's probably tough to look. Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem like losing Aaron Rodgers when he's not winning. Any professional athlete, when they're losing, there's probably a level of grit that comes with that type of relationship, especially when they're losing, if you're used to winning. So that's got to add stress to a relationship. And frankly,
I agree.
You probably want to scorch earth and like just break up with everything good in your life to make you hungry again.
Yeah, because your mind in a kind of a twisted way.
Look what happened to Frank Gifford, Mike.
He died.
Okay, he's been dead for a long time. All right. So for this story now.
Yeah, but
he
didn't do well when he was eclipsed by his wife, Kathy Lee.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but I mean, what Oscar's saying, in the heat of a losing streak, if you're down on your luck, you're thinking, I need to get back to my focus.
The roots.
But then he mentions that he won 2 MVPs while the relationship was
there. Yeah, man.
I'd love to know. I'm curious. I don't know why I'm curious. I'm just curious about that, you know? I don't know. Aaron Rodgers is interesting.
Let's focus on his MVP-ness.
All right. Here is a story I will share with you, but I do believe it's getting a little bit too much notoriety.
Okay.
Because as much as I don't like this particular protagonist, I don't know why people are making such a big deal about it, because I think it's a mistake anybody could make. Rosie O'Donnell saw Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra out at dinner at Nobu Malibu and quickly embarrassed herself because she thought Priyanka was Deepak Chopra's daughter.
Oh.
Rosie was out with her son, his girlfriend, and Fran Drescher.
Oh, I want to have that. I don't like noodles.
Nobu.
So Fran Drescher said she was also embarrassed. Here's the quote. So when I said, hi, Nick Jonas, I can hear Rosie saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, Nick Jonas. You were great in Kingdom. And hi, Priyanka. I know your dad. She goes, you do? Who's my dad? And I'm like, Deepak. She's like, no. And Chopra is a common name.
Mm. Ooh, okay. Burn. Yeah.
Rosie posted a TikTok apologizing for the mix-up, only it didn't come off as very heartfelt. She said, quote, Nick Jonas, I apologize. And to the Chopra wife, I apologize too. The Chopra wife.
Just being vague like that?
I don't know.
Good apology.
Why even
getting
bother?
A lot of buzz.
I saw.
Why
I saw
even bother going online with that BS?
Well, because she needs the attention. I saw her recently. I think it's good that she looks like Stephen King now.
Does she?
Yeah.
Let me look.
Yeah.
The U.S. women's soccer team reached an agreement to end their battle with the U.S. Soccer Federation over equal pay. Players will split a $22 million settlement, which is about a third of what they had sought in damages. Another $2 million will be set aside to benefit players in their post-soccer careers and to help grow the sport for women. The USSF also committed to providing equal pay for the women's and men's national teams, including World Cup bonuses. At that level, amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad they succeeded. It's going to result in girls pursuing this dream to be on the national team. And, God, they're more successful by
took so long.
Yes, of
course. So long.
Yeah, yeah. Too long. Megan, is it Rapinoe or Rapinoe? I think it's Rapinoe.
I think it's Rapinoe.
It doesn't get enough press. For our generation, knowing that we're going to leave the game in an exponentially better place than when we found it is everything. I agree.
That's awesome.
Way to go.
That's
congratulations great. To them. And I'm talking about the elite, you know, and I think that you have to take in a certain consideration for leagues that it is sports and achievement does matter. When you talk about the women's national soccer team, that is... You know, you don't
World
F
Cups,
with them. Look what
Olympics.
They've done for the game. They're fantastic. What's the one clothing item you lose more than any other?
Socks.
Socks is correct.
Really?
Thank you very much. Yes. Congratulations. Yes.
You An wouldn't know that because you don't wear socks.
I wear socks. I just I can't find my cummerbund anywhere.
Are you basing that on Tripp's? You're basing that on what Tripp posted, right? Because it looked like some tuxedo stuff, didn't it?
No, I just thought cummerbund is a funny clothing word.
Okay. An exciting new survey on laundry habits has found that the average person will lose 756 socks in their lifetime, which surprisingly is not an odd number. Here are the averages.
Okay.
Here.
If you have a pet, you'll definitely lose socks.
Hey, but here's something for Oscar. If you spell the word socks, it's Spanish.
Oh.
S-O-C-K-S?
Oh, by the way, speaking of clothing, for the people that posted, for the individual who posted the funny hats on snakes, you made the Omer's morning. You truly did.
How do you put a hat on a snake?
I don't know, but it was it was fantastic.
Was it photoshopped or real hats?
Might have been real hats, which made it all the more special.
That's fantastic.
Spectacular. Thank you. According to statistician Jeffrey Rosenthal, the casino game you should absolutely steer clear of is the video lottery terminal. Those are the ones with Keno or slot games.
Yeah.
They give a 5% to 15% edge to the house. You want better odds? You want the best odds? You play craps. Mm-hmm. And you will have a 49.29% chance of winning. It's complicated. Being a degenerate gambler, I've read about this. You're talking about that advantage when you bet a certain way at craps. And I think it's pass line, not pet, right?
It's not, you know what?
All the numbers on the table.
I'm sort of mathematically inclined, and craps is elusive to me. It is so much going on all the time. I know there is a way to to sort of really game the system, but I can't figure it.
When I quit craps, it's because here's the way you do craps. At least this is the way I used to play craps. You have the pass line behind the pass line. That's basically a bet that it's not going to be 7 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
That it's going to be every other number, and you can sit there and play it all day long. Probably play it successfully. But when you want to, in order to make real money, you bet the numbers.
Because it's odds determined, right?
It's odds determined, but it's 6 and 8.
Right.
You know, you put the, $2, 6 and 8, and that's it. I went through a period in craps where the guarantee of a 7 coming out would be when I had every effing number on the board bet. It's like there would be some trigger in the casino world of bad luck. Mr. O'Mara now has bet every number. Cue the 7. 7 out.
7 out. Yeah.
That's when I quit. But anyway, play craps. All these are pure chance games, meaning it's all luck. They don't have a skill element. Blackjack does.
Blackjack played wisely. Blackjack, you can on the long term.
Yes.
Yeah.
Show an advantage.
But you have to have a bankroll.
You have to have a roll. Yeah.
You have to bankroll if you're able to, sneak in and count That's another way of doing that. A lot of people have written books about that as well.
You can do better.
Something. Yes, you can.
What's the count?
A Brigham Young University student was brewing homemade rocket fuel on a dormitory stove when the concoction suddenly exploded a massive fireball, according to campus police. The blast from the experiment gone wrong set off fire alarms and sprinklers around 4:30 p.m.
That's
Sunday.
A great sound.
Brigham Young, good school. The flames from the explosion had engulfed the walls, the ceiling around the stove, and the intense heat tripped the fire sprinkler system. Firefighters quickly secured the scene and were able to put out the remnants from the fire. Police said nobody was injured in the explosion, but 22 dorm residents were displaced due to the flooding from the sprinklers. Photos released by the department show charred kitchen cabinets. I saw the picture. It's this cheesy ass stove with a cheesy ass piece of cookery up on top of it. Responders can be seen walking through the inches deep water in the building. And let me see. This came from the police. Please keep your experiments in the lab and supervised by trained professionals. I never brewed rocket fuel at American University, but I drank a lot of it. There you go. How do you like that, everybody? That's great.
You know,
right.
My buddy Brad made homemade rocket fuel once and put it in a 69 Impala. I said, how did it go? This is his quote. He said, it ran great for a little while, and then it never ran again.
Wow. Ruined the car.
Ruined the car. It seized.
Wow. Oh, Johnny. Anyway, we got to take a break, and we will come back with Rob's mom and find out how she's doing. It's a picture of Carla from Vegas or New Orleans.
Yeah, nice and dark.
The thing about it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Big Dirk energy, yes.
That was good.
The Mike O'Mara Show podcast is chock full of laughs and stories. Every episode improves your mood, lifts your spirits, and gives you more male vitality. But for maximum impact, you have to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Only then can you get
Big Dirk energy.
Get hard for your money back.
It's P1 Hall of Famer Dirk Vastrick. Big Dirk energy is a real thing. I've been listening for almost 12 years, and the TMOS bonus show always puts a smile on my face, a spring in my step, and let's just say there haven't been any complaints in the bedroom.
Ooh, yeah.
Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show today and get Big Dirk energy. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Hello. Welcome back. Hey, Twitch, with your new job in California, congratulations. Please keep doing promos for us, even all the way out in California, because we're going to miss you. Well, and I hope this show could be somewhat of a connection to your friends in D.C.
It's actually great that he's moving to California because we'll get the promos 3 hours earlier.
That's exciting. This portion of the program is brought to you by Theragun. We're excited about Theragun. I'm excited about Theragun, and I need it because I'm old. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're an elite athlete or someone like me just trying to be tension-free, Theragun can help. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power. And it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. Yeah. The Gen 4 Theragun gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. It is an amazing, amazing device. You're going to love it. There is no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design is amazing. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams like Real Madrid, and elite athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova, plus hundreds of thousands of customers, and me. I use it. I love it. You should, too. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Go to therabody.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's therabody.com/TMOS. Remember, therabody.com/TMOS. Well, now you've already told her she's okay.
But Mike, but that's not the point of the story is old people. That's
old
the point
people.
Of the story.
Your mom's not that old.
But the thing is she lives in a 60 plus community.
Oh,
so
60
does Mike.
Plus?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but the thing is this is key to the story, all right?
Stop. No. I need to deal with him again.
Oh, well, he's
in one of those moods today.
Today.
I there are families with children throughout my community. Thank you very much.
But
bicycles, children. Are there seniors here, especially now?
Sure.
Absolutely. Including the man who is literally walking down the middle of the road with at least 200-yard view of my car coming at him. And when I got about halfway to him, you know, I just, you know, evil thoughts. Boom. Well, next time, get on the side of the road you're supposed to be on.
Exactly.
Sir. No, but I should say this, Oscar. Mm-hmm. We are on the side of the community where there are more of the than the. There are a couple of kids down the street from me.
Kids, they're 52.
But the pack of kids,
yes,
the pack of
the
kids,
rat pack.
Live in the larger homes.
Okay, all right,
not my home.
But my mom's is really a 60-plus community. Mm-hmm. And so,
not 55?
No, I think it's 60. I think it is 60.
I've never heard of 60.
Yeah, 60's a weird demarcation.
But I think we mentioned on the show a week and a half ago that she was scheduled to get a hip replacement, and there was a cancellation. She got it in real fast. She got it in last Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And the procedure went really well. The only sort of hiccup was they had a hard time giving her the epidural, so she had a general anesthesia.
We have tape of that if you want to share it before you go on. Mm-hmm. This is tape of Sharon, Rob's mom, and right at the moment that I think that they were giving her the epidural.
Two attempts?
Yes.
There were two attempts, right?
I just wanted to hear the first part of that. It's actually a fishing shanty being pulled off the ice.
Your mom's in like good shape. I remember meeting her.
She is, but for the past 10 months or so, she's had really a lot of trouble with her hip. It's really affected her mobility, a constant pain. So,
we have a quote from her doctor as well.
Please. Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.
Yeah, she should have better coverage. So she goes in and the procedure was a success. She spent overnight in the hospital. They sent her home. All was well. Yeah. I spoke to her on Friday at 2:00. I said, this is last Friday. I said, how you doing? She says, great. Little incision pain. I said, I'm going to come by after work, make sure everything's good. She said, good. Lynn is here. Lynn's her best friend and sister-in-law, and she's taking care of her. I'm on my way home about 6:00 mm-hmm. when I get into her neighborhood. I call. I say, does she need anything? She says, yeah, her thermometer is broken. Can you stop by Giant and get a thermometer? I said, yeah, of course. So I go to Giant. I get a thermometer, and what you get every sick person, a bottle of ginger ale.
Yes.
And I go
in. Did you have any concern when that request was made?
Yeah.
I would immediately think to myself, why are you requesting a thermometer?
Yeah, she said she doesn't feel all that well. Please bring a thermometer. But she was also standing in the room with my mom, knew that I was going to be there in 5 minutes, and she didn't want to overplay it.
Rectal?
It didn't taste it. So I go to the Giant, and I get the stuff, and I bring it. We take my mom's. I come in, and my mom's face is drawn.
Aww.
She has no color to her face. Remember, I spoke to her like 4 hours earlier, and she was great. We took her temperature.
Some knowledge on this subject. You got to be careful. Yeah. This is a major, major surgery.
Took her temperature. She was at 102.8.
Okay.
And I said, that's
take a trip time.
Yeah. So we called the doctor, and the doctor says, okay, we've got to get her into the ER. And here's the thing. At 102.8, she is not strong and she's not mobile. You're going to need to call an ambulance.
Oh, wow.
And
that's scary.
I said, okay. And Lynn and
I.
You
said, are you worried about this, doctor? And he said,
who cares? Nobody gives a crap.
He said, really? At dinner time? Really? Really? So Lynn looks at me and she says, have you ever called 911? I said, plenty of times when I was dealing with Big Daddy. She says, well, what do we do? I said, the most important thing you say is that this is not an emergency call because you don't want someone who's having a heart attack to be not serviced because, you know, you're getting picked up to be taken to the ER just because it's a transport.
You're a nice person. Yeah. I don't give a crap.
I need help.
Guns
ablazing. My mom's dying.
Come on over.
So we 911. By the time she's finished giving the address and the details, she hangs up. The ambulance pulls up outside my mom's place. It is that fast.
That's good.
And then another ambulance, and then a fire truck, and then a support vehicle. So there is the length of my mom's street is covered with red and yellow flashing lights.
Good.
And I look out the window, and here's why it's great that it's the 60-plus community. You want to get old people out on the street, you send an ambulance.
Looky-loos.
Because everyone knows that my mom has had surgery, and they're all out there like this, looking around.
It's
absolutely.
It's so God, I try to keep it in
They've
my
got
pants
free time.
When I'm talking about piss. No, it's not. It's more. No? It's the only thing that they truly give a rat's ass about
it comes,
at their core.
It comes to a point. But first,
is that going to be me?
They come in and they say, secure the dog. So I take my mom's dog. I put it in the laundry room because the dog is friendly.
Vicious.
But
hey, you know what? I can't throw that. I can't throw old people under the bus. That's everybody.
Yeah.
You're in a neighborhood. The ambulance comes, you're gonna look out the window at least.
Well, no, but this looked like they were getting ready for the Macy's parade. They were all lined up down
it's
the
ridiculous.
Street. So I get the dog set. They go in there. Lynn is helping with my mom getting her set, and I come out and they look at me. And the only way I can describe the way these old people are looking at me, they look like the townspeople looking at a scientist in a science fiction movie, and I'm going to tell them how to defeat the giant insect. Because they're filled with questions.
Let's take a break. We'll come back to this because this is fascinating. You're so right about that. And they and by the way, you know, when they took away one of my buddies who had a little spell of a much older gentleman, and when I saw him the next time when he was fine, I said, hey, you're looking good. It's good to see you. He said, well, it's much better to be seen than to be viewed.
Ah!
That was a very funny line, Greg. We'll be right back with the conclusion.
I'm a priest to you today. You're not a man. You're a Bishop, for God's sake!
There is no God.
I guess I'd have to say Jesus. Who better than Christ?
Praise be to He.
We're crucifying someone tonight?
Daddy, you just threw Jesus across the room.
If loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I was in the sky with Jesus.
I was in the sky with Jesus. Isn't that special?
Brothers and sisters, it's the Reverend Twitch here preaching the truth. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is your salvation of laughs. An extra uncensored show that delivers heavenly hilarity each and every week. Get a bonus show subscription at Mike O'Mara. Show.com, and always remember
how you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to Mike O'Mara.
Thank you very much. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Indochino. And now for Indochino, here's Uncle Baby Billy.
Oh, good.
Well, it's finding a signature color, wearing a more flattering cut, or getting a new statement piece. The right detail can take your wardrobe up a notch or two.
Walter Goggins.
They might not want this for their commercial, but this year, please let Indochino take care of your 2022.
I have their pants on, Mike.
Could you show us, please? Look at those. Those are your Indochino pants in a beautiful burgundy. I'll stop now.
No, I think you're good.
Indochino can take care of your 2022 style edit. It's in my brain, and sometimes it needs to come out. You can customize everything from suits and shirts to chinos and bomber jackets at prices more affordable than you might expect. I'm Baby Billy, and I can tell you these
Uncle
are
Baby
good clothes.
Billy.
Uncle Baby Billy. Indochino offers completely custom-fitted suits, shirts, casual wear, and more at surprisingly affordable prices. Every piece is made to your exact measurements, and you can customize every detail. The best part, Indochino suits start from just $429 and shirts from $79 with all customizations included. Oscar's used Indochino for years. I love it. You will too. You'll feel like a king. Give yourself a style edit that sets the tone for the rest of the year. With Indochino, get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using promo code TMOS at Indochino.com. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code TMOS. I don't know. Sometimes things. This is why we should all watch the same TV shows.
You
all the
are
time.
Murdering Matt
it's
Bloom.
It's so great. It's so great.
Well, just please pass on my best wishes to Glenda.
Hey,
and tell her there will be a wonderful bottle of elixir coming her way.
Hey, UBB. Can I call you UBB?
Uncle Baby Billy.
Yeah. What if I take one squirt of your elixir? What happens to COVID?
It magically disappears. There you go. There you go, my little flower. I'll do more study on him and give him more of you.
Yeah, you've got a new family, don't you?
His entire character, from his teeth to his tan
to his glasses
to his glasses,
yeah,
is just built on facades.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it is really fantastic.
Wasn't he the one that sang "Misbehaving" too in season one?
I believe so. Yes. And you know, for most of his days, he's been a terrible loser.
Yeah, but he's come around.
Yes, absolutely. I think I got to get my voice a little higher to do Uncle Big Big Belly.
Remember at Christmas time you wore a Marlboro sweatshirt?
Yeah. And he wanted presents, but he didn't have any?
That's right.
Well, listen, friends, we could talk about Uncle Baby Billy for a very long time, but I think right now we should get back to Sharon, who's been in a bit of a health crisis.
She should have used the elixir.
Yeah, she would not have needed the hip.
So by the time that one of the, there was at one point 12 health people, health professionals milling around my mom's place.
And you specifically said,
non-emergency.
This is not an emergency call.
Right. And as I said to my Aunt Lynn, I said, I guess they probably lost the dominoes. It's not much to do tonight.
Probably it's you would rather have that response.
I was,
than
you know what? I was tickled. Yeah, yeah. I was tickled,
and it's where you live too, and it's where she lives.
Yeah,
too.
Sure. She lives
it's
in that Loudoun County, right by Lansdowne.
And lots of services.
So they're taking the storm door off its hinge so that they can get the stretcher in and out. And meanwhile, I look out and I see all of these people lined up on the street. And I said to Lynn, I said I probably should go and say what's going on. So I go out. And really, it's motion picture like because I come out and I hear,
you love a crowd.
Did you have, did the Rob Spiewak comedian and hater of people, did you have any desire to do shtick at all? And I'm not talking, knowing she was going to be okay.
As I told my Uncle Terry, I said my first inclination was to say, well, we've lost her.
Oh, my God.
He thinks like I do in that respect. I would, I would. My thought would have been, of course, you don't know if she's okay yet, so you can't.
No,
think
you can't
that
really do.
But
the
you
stick.
Also, it's there, right?
Of
it's
course.
There in the back so of your head.
And actually,
mine would have been.
Well, what would you do?
Mine would have been. Go back. Everything's fine. Minor suicide attempt.
We've got our laces. We've taken all the knives.
That scarlet letter.
Because it is a mini Peyton Place. Everybody talks to everybody.
Yeah.
Although there's so little concern for the individual and more a concern for the entertainment value of that.
Oh, comes to a point here. What happened, and my words were ill-chosen because they're all out there, and I raise my hands. I say, I've met most of you. I'm Sharon's son, Rob. She's taken a turn, and they go, you can hear it in the street. I said,
did you really say taking a turn?
Yeah.
Taking a turn means she's going to die.
No. And
dummy.
Then after the sigh, after the big exhale and inhale, I said, there's a fever. She's going to be okay, but we needed to get her to the hospital. Please go. And then I feel like really like in at the end of Animal House, please go back to your homes.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Because there's no reason for them to be out there. And then after they get her trucked out, and they give us instructions
Is she aware of what she is?
She's very aware to a point that as she's being carried out to the ambulance, the last thing she says to me is, make sure they put the door back up.
Okay, well, she's
aware. Right. But, you know, she's weakened. She's obviously, she feels,
okay.
But I know my mom pretty well. She was half weak and half pissed off that this was happening. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to have to deal with all this stuff. And so this is going on. We get all the instructions, and then she's trucked off. My mom tells me later that she's in the ambulance. She looks at her phone, and her neighbor across the way texted her a picture. She said, here's a photo of the ambulance as you drove off.
I don't, people, I don't understand people.
That's a keepsake?
I said.
I don't understand
I said,
people.
Really? Really?
It's the big show.
It is the big show. They love it.
Yeah,
they love it.
It sucks.
And there's a lot of there, but for the grace of God, go I'm sure, because it's an ambulance in the neighborhood and it's not them. But it was
real estate.
It could be.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, with the real estate prices being what they are. Opportunidad. There we go.
That second from the end unit's going to be open soon.
So they got her to the hospital. What was the deal?
Got her to the hospital. They said, don't go to the hospital for about a half hour because they're going to need to process her. So we wait about a half hour and go. I go up. The guard takes me back outside. He says, you're not going to get to see her for another 20, 25 minutes. Go back to your car and wait.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, because they don't want me waiting in the hospital because of COVID regulations.
Oh, you're still born.
Yeah.
So you guys live in the
deep world
up there.
So then I get a call from Lynn at about 20 minutes, and they said, she let me in. I'm good. Your mom is fine. She's resting. You can't come in because of COVID into the
ER. That's one person.
One person. I said, do they know that I'm her son? And they said, yes. Yeah. They said, one person.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm already here. I've been with her all week. I'll be here tonight. Yeah. And I said, okay. So I went home and I told Carrie, I said, I'm going to just go to bed with my cell phone on and
just
wait
in case, yeah.
just in case something yeah. happens. Her feet. I mean, it was very, very nerve wracking.
Of course.
Her fever broke the next day. They did all sorts. Of course, they COVID tested her. She's had C. diff before. She didn't look like that was going to be the case. It turns out after all the analysis, it was a fast-moving, hard-hitting, 24-hour virus.
Wow.
And
wow.
her
That's
fever
scary.
Broke on Saturday. They sent her home on Sunday. And the greatest
She's doing okay now?
I spoke to her this morning. She's great. She's ambulatory.
Best wishes.
And she's starting to eat a little more, and she's more like herself. My favorite moment, though, at the hospital was when I got there on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have the sort of medical lazy boy that's in every hospital room. It's next to the bed. You know the one I mean, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so
yeah.
she's wrapped up
I don't know
there.
Where they make them, but they're all made in the same place. And it's kind of a
and the
thinly,
worst...
thinly cushioned
Horrible.
Recliner. Right?
Horrible. Yeah. That's the where you sit where you ask the nurse for a Tylenol and she doesn't bring you a Tylenol. And you ask the nurse for a blanket and they don't bring you a blanket. But my mom is sitting in the hospital lazy boy and she says, I know you're over there and there's a guest chair, but why don't you sit on the bed so I can see you? Mm-hmm. I said, that's a good idea. So I sit on the bed and we're talking and all this stuff. I said, that nurse has not gotten you a blanket yet and you're freezing. And because of COVID and all the air circulation, hospital rooms, I'm accustomed to a hospital being like hot. This hospital room is cold and my mom is freezing. So I said, I'm going to go get you a blanket. Okay. So I stand up and I hear, do not leave your bed. Do not leave your bed. There's an alarm on the bed. They assumed that the patient was back in the bed. And when I got up, they thought my mom was making a break for it.
Wow. Or had a fall.
Yeah. So the nurse comes in and says, is everything all right? Is everything all right? I said, yeah, I was just sitting on the bed. And she says, oh, I can reset that. And she resets it. And I said, she said, oh, okay. I'm glad nothing's wrong. I said, great. Can you please get my mother a blanket?
So, mm-hmm.
And
did they get her a blanket?
No, they did not. Mm-hmm. And eventually I walked back out there and I went back to the nurse's station where my mom's nurse was, I don't know, playing a game on her phone.
It should be noted that there's a nursing shortage.
There is, but
like
she was
extreme.
But she was
shortage.
Standing still at the nurse's station. And I went to another nurse. I said, hi, could I have a heated blanket for the patient in 1144 who's very, very cold? And mm-hmm. she said, one heated blanket for you. And yes. So if you know, and we've said it always, you have to be your own advocate. You
Way
have to,
be
proactive.
Slam nurses, Rob. Good yeah. time to do yeah. that. That's yeah. for sure.
I'm not slamming nurses. I'm slamming that nurse. Mm. The one nurse. All the other nurses were fantastic.
You know, they're people too.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, everybody's fine. Now,
everybody's right? fine. Okay. And
I have a quick question.
Yes.
So with that stress on Friday night, I would have gone
Sometimes
home.
I want to be peaceful and escape. I really do. And he's got one last question.
Now,
yes, go ahead.
So on Friday, if I can't see my mom, and there's you know how close we are to our
yeah.
families.
Yeah.
I would have gone home and eaten an entire pepperoni pizza. Like I would have been so stressed out.
Right.
Was there a meal for you?
I think I made a grilled cheese and went to bed.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean,
oh, no. I would have had a full course.
You know, in a way, you're the calmest of the three
yeah.
of us.
Yeah.
But it was
you're
the kind,
chill.
Of, it was the kind
chill.
Of thing where you wake up every hour and you look at your phone,
Yeah.
You look at your phone.
That's scary.
And I got a text from Lynn. She was admitted like at midnight that night. And that's the other thing that drove me crazy is that because of COVID, there's only 4 visiting hours a day.
Yeah. It's lockdown.
It's total lockdown.
You know, my only experience was when my kid had the collision mm-hmm. and got
yeah.
the gash on his head. So I haven't been in those experiences. You know, I did just briefly pick up my wife at the airport and I forgot because it's Florida
right.
and we just don't have them all the time. And I bop in and that's when I hear, Southwest Florida Regional Airport is a mask wearing facility. If you are not wearing a mask, and suddenly I felt like I was a criminal, and they were putting
yeah.
my picture up on the monitors,
yeah.
and then I looked over, and I realized it's Southwest Florida, and I wasn't the only one.
Mm. Yeah.
I was not the only one.
And also,
not the only one.
Uncle Baby Billy, know this, yeah. I am the most pro-nurse person in the world, but there are always,
it's too late.
There's always one. There's always one.
Yeah.
yeah.
Get the lady a goddamn blanket.
She's freezing.
Listen, if you want to know how to behave when... you might not be getting the care you want to care. I use the Aurora Greenway method. For
and
those
that,
of you that have
is?
Not seen the movie Terms of Endearment, when she is losing her daughter and she needs to get a shot for her daughter. That is the, you know, just check it out. And it's her completely losing it. And it really works.
And Mike, I would also say this to you. Why should I be happy about being a grandmother?
That's right. Thank you. Well, I'm glad she's fine. Yes. And wow, that's,
she's okay now.
Man, those viruses, pesky.
I love her so much. And I wish her the speediest recovery. I'll see you tonight, Mom.
Aww. All right. Very good. We will take a break. And we got a very brief Sound Town coming up here next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is Uncle Baby Billy saying enjoy the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hit me.
The TMOS bonus show has what listeners crave.
It's got electrolytes.
If you like TMOS, join Mike, Rob, and Oscar for the TMOS bonus show every week.
Why don't we just try it and not worry about what plants crave?
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
Buy it for yourself or give it to a friend and help the show grow.
Like out the toilet?
I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
The time is now to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show.
Do it. Do it now.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's got electrolytes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, there's a reason why Noom works while other diets fail you. Noom uses psychology to give you the practical knowledge and the skills that you need to build smarter long-term habits and behaviors. The approach is based on scientifically proven principles like cognitive behavioral therapy. That's CBT. That helps people better understand why they eat the way they do. Noom doesn't believe in telling you what you can or can't eat. Instead, Noom gives you the knowledge you need to make informed choices that fit your lifestyle and also help you reach your goals. You're the boss. 5, 10, or 15 minutes a day. How much time you want to spend on the app is up to you. Here's a fact. More than 75% of users complete the program. More than 60% of users lose 5% or more body weight by 16 weeks. And more than 60% of users, this is the biggie, keep the weight off for a year or more. Oscar loves Noom. Carla loves Noom. You're going to love Noom. Sign up for your trial and get psychology-based support and motivation to reach your goals at Noom.com. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial.
Sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
Mike, I know we ran a little late today, so tomorrow, please pencil in. I want your analysis of Tom Hanks on the new Elvis trailer.
Okay.
It's a voice analysis thing that we need to talk about.
I'd like to hear it just with the audio to see what's going on, because I'm not quite sure where I stand on it right now. The guy that's playing Elvis, I don't know the name of the actor, but he looks good.
Austin Butler. His hair color is wrong. I will say this. The TikTok that got my mom through the hospital stay, and I sent you this tape, Mike. I hope you love it like I do. Just know that this is a small little corgi dog saying this.
I'm a potato.
He's a potato. And so...
That's a dog?
It's dubbed in, of course. But if I invite everyone to Google or search on TikTok, I'm a potato.
By the
way, very funny.
Speaking of TikTok, thank you to the early adopters, Bitcoin, to our Mike O'Mara Show TikTok.
Starting to happen, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have 100 followers, just like that, one mention.
Oh, that's wonderful, because you're promoting it. We'll keep mentioning
Spread
it.
Spread the word. Good
stuff. Yeah. I'm a potato.
This video went viral yesterday, Mike, is a guy, he's in Kiev, and they show him, or Kiev, forgive me. He does news reports in 6 different languages from the same location. Did you see this?
No.
When we had, yesterday, the lady that was attacked by the lemon shark and could barely talk English, barely speak English, this guy does the same report in English, Luxembourgese, which I didn't even know was a language, Spanish, Portuguese, French, and German.
But despite that, the capital city of Kiev is relatively calm. Tut ist schon ein gewisser Sinn und der Krieg gewinnt, den natürlich schon am Gang ist, am Osten, an der Donbass-Region, Töchter Ukraine, an der russische Separatisten, dos reuniones que va a mantener el presidente francés hoy en Moscú con el presidente ruso Vladimir Putin y mañana aquí en Kiev con el presidente ucraniano Volodymyr Zelensky. Moscovo brandió un anuncio de retirada de terça-feira como prova de que los temores de guerra foram fabricados por um ocidente hostil liderado pelos Estados Unidos. A esse stade, a guerra semble provável, é tão simples que isso. Mas há ainda essa pequena lueur d'espoir que a diplomacia possa arrêter uma invasão russa da Ukraine. Isso é exatamente o que eles esperavam. Desinformação, gefälschte Angriffe e um Vorwand para a Rússia in die Ukraine einzumarschieren. Mas tudo é muito difícil, natürlich, vor Ort zu überprüfen.
His name is Philip Crowther, and before you ask, yes, he's dreamy.
Mm.
And Philip uses more of his brain than we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? No, I mean, that's Kiev, the way I look at that.
Not Kiev.
It's Kiev.
Kiev.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Kiev. Chicken Kiev. Kiev.
So work on it, Philip. Say yeah. it right.
Got that right.
I mean, that's just amazing to me. That's spectacular.
It
I
was
love
so,
that.
It was so cool to watch. Great. Now, do you ever, I mean, we all have 15 billion streaming services that we all subscribe to, right? Do you ever read the terms before you click yes?
Oh, God, no. I agree to the terms. Get me to my program.
Did you know that in the Peacock terms of use, they have included the recipe that Kevin used to make his big pot of chili in the show The Office?
Really? It's just for fun.
Yeah, it's in there, and this is the lady discovering that it's there.
So my boyfriend obviously reads the terms and conditions, and I'm trying to figure out why the chili from The Office, the recipe, is on here in the terms and conditions with the instructions. Why was that necessary to put on here?
The other thing, Mike, is that if you read the
terms... How many languages does she speak?
Half.
We didn't need a pregnant pause there. All right, let's go.
Mike, the other thing is that if you read the terms of use for Hulu, it gives you instructions on how to your brains out from eating the peacock chili. So that's a good thing. Yeah, that's all I got today.
That's it. We got to get out of here.
Now leaving SoundCloud.
That's right, leaving SoundCloud. Sharon, continue your recovery. Get well soon. We're thinking of you. We will be back tomorrow with another episode. There's so much stuff that is backlogging.
Yes.
I got to clear the decks tomorrow and be more responsible in laying this show out. I do want to hear about Oscar's Task Rabbit.
Yes,
I really
yes.
want that to
was
hear
our
that.
Lead story today.
Just yes, it was. I prioritized and look what happened. Anyway, we got to take a powder. We'll be back tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana.
This is Uncle Baby Billy saying, praise Jesus.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Want more? Ciao. Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.